And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, back in the world headquarters with Rock God Rick Maxa, right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great show for you today. We have the best rod manufacturers in the world right here. Chris and John from Alstar are here today to talk fishing, and they came bearing gifts too, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Summer's almost over, but the heat is pressing on. If you've got battery trouble, stop by AutoZone for free battery testing. It may just need a charge, and we'll do that for free, too. If you do need a battery, we've got options starting at just $89.99, and we'll recycle your old battery for free. Now that's a strong start. Don't miss the end of summer sale, now at AutoZone until September 22nd.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Oh, no.
Ah. That's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... That sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 Microfilament Braided Fishing Line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8-carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4-color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1620. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup Show. I've been really looking forward to since the last time these boys joined us. Had a lot of fun, and man, today's going to be a great show.
Yeah. Good morning, Chris and John.
Good morning.
Hey guys, great to have you guys in the world headquarters here. And Chris, what's been going on at CalStar? You've been doing some amazing stuff there.
John and the team have been doing some amazing stuff.
John and the team, yeah.
Yeah, we've been having fun. There's a lot going on. We're really busy. So still working through blank backlogs, but good pickup on finished rods and really good reception from the community. I feel like it's really been positive. They understand what we're doing, our commitment to excellence, our commitment to the sport fishing community. Those are our two missions. And I feel like we get a good response that way.
Yeah. What do you think that your purchasing and being involved in CalStar has changed things? Of course, John's dad, Leon, the iconic rod builder of all time, left a legacy that is just unmatched. But what you've brought a lot of kind of new ideas because you have a lot of fishing experience.
Yeah, I fish for a long time. I still fish a lot, 60, 70 days. Hopefully that doesn't go down because of CalStar, but it stays there or gets more, increases a bit. You know, I feel like my aerospace experience and our commitment to quality, the thing I love about aerospace is that we are all U.S. You know, we generally have to buy U.S., and that's my commitment to the company as well as excellence in quality. We care mostly about quality there. It's not whatever's cheapest, whatever we can import for a nickel less. It's about high quality.
And that's the thing, too, that CalStar always has been, is you guys have never – nothing is ever willing to sacrifice. Like, nothing comes out of there if it's not a perfect CalStar rod. I mean, to the point of faults where something really would be fine or really would fish fine, but if it's not straight as an arrow, if it's not perfect guide, if it's not perfect component, if it doesn't bend exactly the way it's supposed to, it just doesn't ever get a CalStar label or go out the door. I mean, to a fault, to the point where there's things that would be perfectly fine, but they're just not... they're not truly perfect, and so it doesn't ever get the label on it.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. Just think about Mark Wish called in. We're talking about the GG 270, right? And so over the weekend, I text John, and on Monday we're cutting patterns. We're back on the mandrel. We roll the rod, and it's out of the oven on was it Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday?
Wow.
Made four prototypes. Went back in again, and any one of those four prototypes would have worked great. They felt all right, and then we've had one that this one really feels like this is how we want it to feel on the flex and the weight of the blank. Went back in again, and I was visiting Mark yesterday. I wanted to show him both the early prototype and then their early production rod.
That's so cool.
Still in the sanding. So yeah, we expect to have those out right away. But it's about feeling that and making it right.
I think that's what's so cool about, like you said, Pete, about you know where you guys are at right now is that, you know, there was a want and a desire. We've had small bait again, and all of a sudden, small bait is on it's on everybody's mind. And there was a time for a little bit this season where we got a flash of like what it could be and will be like when we eventually make the switch. You know, and the cycle swings back around a chove. Fortunately, right now the bait situation is all the way back to normal. Great,
great.
Ample size, ample bait. But it was the first flash this year where everybody's like, oh yeah, that's gonna be a thing. And it was 1 week. Mark made that note, like, man, you know what the perfect Chovy rod would be? A 270 regular GG. Not the heavy, but a regular. It was 1 week, and they had the blank made. Like, yep. It's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We brought some of those early prototypes to you guys, and we left them in the shop. I was on the Shogun for 3 days. So I'm like, okay, check these out. Give me some feedback on these, and tell me what you guys think. And we all agreed on the same model, as a matter of fact. So it's going to be good.
Our problem was exactly what you stated, too. There was one that was a clear favorite, but the other was great, too. You know, we all said the same thing. Well, if this is what you came out with, we'd be very, very happy, but the other one's even better. You know, that kind of thing. And that becomes a little bit of the problem, and I'm sure even more so on your guys' side of things, is, you know, when you're in the prototype phase of rods, like, John doesn't build a bad one. You know, they're all good, so trying to decide which is the best of three or four good options, it kind of becomes a little hard. And, you know, the way Chris pulls is a little bit different than the way John does and a little bit different from the way Rick does. So, yeah, I'm sure that's not the easiest go-around, but I know there's a network of CalStar family that just sure loves what's going on.
That's what we do. I like to get out and ask questions, listen to people, because it's just not my opinion, but it's a community of experts that we talk to.
So when rods are being built, John, how do the people, I know you've learned from your dad, you communicate with the anglers, John,
you guys,
everybody else.
That's
how
we do it.
How do you take that information and create a rod?
Okay. Basically, you get the idea, right? And then you make something to that, and you might make two or three variants of that, just like we did with the GG 270-8. And then we take it to you guys, and we let people pull on it, and then we get feedback from them. We come back, we move some patterns around, up or down, move it up or down on the mandrel to get the desired effect out of it. And then bring it back and try it again. Maybe wrap it up and go fish it, you know?
Yeah.
And gets it. Like we are right now. We have a few rods on a few different boats right now that they've been, and you fish them over a little bit of time with different anglers.
Sure.
And you get a better idea of what they really want.
So explain that to the layman like myself, that when you move material up and down in the mandrel, explain that, how that rod construction works.
If you move like a 270, let's just use this for an example. A 270 and a 196.7, speaking in old school.
So those are 7-foot bait rods.
Right. Yeah. The only difference between the two is the 270 is moved 5 inches back on the mandrel.
The glass?
That glass is all the same.
Glass is all the same.
Same thing with a 700.
So explain that. It moves same 5 inches back. So you basically, when you set it up,
it makes it a little more powerful.
A little more powerful. I get it. Okay.
It's a tapered mandrel, so you get a little bigger diameter. And gotcha. That changes the action.
I had no idea that.
Yeah. I'll give you another one. 700L, 700M. 700L, 700M are exactly the same.
No way.
They're just in a different position on the mandrel.
I would have never thought that. And the mandrel is basically the steel rod.
The tooling that we use to wrap the patterns of graphite glass around and adhere them to the mandrel.
Same layup, same material, same everything, just up or down on that tapered steel tube makes the rod heavier or lighter.
I don't want to give too much
Nor should you, but I'm fascinated by that. That's awesome. I did not know that at all.
That should explain it a little bit, right?
It does,
And that's the simplest version.
Sure.
A lot of times you have to cut a pattern a little shorter, make it a little wider, move it a little bit inside the group of patterns to change the effect. That's just a simple...
Yeah. I think that's the thing that fascinates me, and I think it speaks exactly to what you're saying, Pete, is nobody in the world is better than Leon and John as well at, like, taking that feedback of a Tim Ekstrom saying, man, this rod is great, but if it shut off just a little bit farther forward, you know, like it bends down to the fourth guide, if it bent to the third guide, or whatever that might be, nobody in the world is better, you know, was Leon and is currently John at taking that and being, okay, cool, I can achieve that by then doing this, and then, man, you snap your finger, and the next variant comes out, and it's exactly that way.
Like, it's truly a custom rod.
They're so good at just taking that feedback of, like, man, I wish it rolled back a little farther into the rod, and just nobody's better at hearing that and then producing it with the material like these two guys. It's just, it's why CalStar is CalStar.
And they're all made one at a time, right? One at a time.
Well, in batches. Batches of 12, generally.
Batches of 12.
Batches of 12.
Yep.
Big batches of 12. Right?
But still laid by hand in California.
Hey, everything is made right there in your shop.
In our factory in Gardena.
Yeah.
Wow. Most people that take a tour through the shop are amazed at how much labor is involved.
Yeah.
How many times we're touching this part.
I'll bet.
Yeah. How long does it take you to build that rod? Just in man hours.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever figured that out?
Somewhere in the past I have. And it when you start doing that, it was like when we're trying to get numbers crunching.
Right.
And that doesn't really, I mean,
every day
you need
different.
To do that, right?
Yeah.
But also, this batch might be different than the next batch.
Gotcha.
It might be a little bit rougher, might need a little more attention. More man hours to make this right.
Yeah.
To get the finish right.
Gotcha.
You know, so it's hard to do.
What's the more time consuming process? Laying up in the mandrel or the finishing of the rod?
The time consuming is gonna be from the time the blank is out of the oven till it is out the door. The process up to that is not as time consuming.
Not as time consuming.
So I consider everything outside the oven, after the oven, is in the finishing process.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything before that is the manufacturing of the blank itself.
Chris, why do you think that custom rod builders all want CalStar blanks? What's that about?
Well, I could speak to myself.
Yeah.
I put a lot of labor when I wrap a rod, and I don't want to put it on a crappy blank. It's yeah. not going to perform well. It's going to break right away.
Sure, absolutely.
So I go back to the point where I've only used CalStar. And when I had a chance to choose other rods or other brands, it's like, why take a chance? Why go to something that's a lesser product? So
yeah.
I think that's part of it. And yeah. and they understand that the quality is going to be consistent. We stand by in the product.
I can take my radio show hat off and put my tackle store hat on for a second and know when we're building a set of rods for a boat or a yacht or somebody comes in and they bought a brand new boat and they're wanting to build a set of rods. We talked about it with Pete Grosbeck last week. We know that when we order a bunch of CalStar blanks, everyone is going to be identical, both in the way that they pull and the way that they look and the height. And when you build a set of 5 rods or a set of 50 rods, when all of those are bundled together, everything is going to be identical. The height, the tip size, the butt diameter, everything is always perfect. And not every competitor of theirs is the same way. And a CalStar, they are. They're perfect every single time.
Yeah.
And that really
quality control, right?
It really shows when you've got a set of rods. When you try to build somebody, hey, you know, we're going to get you 4 of these 40-pound, 8-foot bait rods, and if you build them on maybe a lesser quality blank, this one is an inch taller and this one's a half an inch shorter and the bundles together and it shows. And the quality of CalStar is perfect always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What, Chris, you fish a lot. And fish a lot of long range.
I always fish more, but
you're going
on
the Royal Star, yeah. What's your favorite rod? I mean, you've been using CalStar rods for decades.
Yeah.
What's your in your arsenal? You must have some kind of arsenal. What's your if you're going fishing and you're not, let's just say you're fishing on a 3-day on the Royal Star like you are this week. What's your go-to 4 rod setup?
That's a tough question. but let me say that the 875H is my favorite 40-pound rod, and you'll hear Taro say the same thing, right? A lot of guys will say 875H is their favorite 40-pound rod, and that goes with me on every trip. Even if on a 15- or 16-day trip, right? I'll use that to make bait.
Is that the GG or is that the...
No, it's a Graphiter.
It's a Graphiter.
GF. Well, in the back rod, it'd be called a GFGR 875H.
Okay.
7.5-foot. And that family of rods is really my favorite, right? I fish an 875 XH for 50. I fish a double XH for 60. I have friends that fish that same 875 double XH for 130 pound. But I fish it with 60, and I could fish it up to 80 if I want. And I think last show I said my favorite rod that I use a lot on 100 pound is the 775 H or XH. And I fish the H with 100 pound.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's got plenty there.
Yeah.
And I fish a lot of drag. I get full when the fish is at circle. I fish a lot of drag, and that rod's fine.
Like how
I
move the rod. How much drag?
Well, typically I'm at 45 to 50. 45 with 100 pounds and 50 pounds at with 130 or better. And you have to use it to get yellowfin up.
Yeah.
They just don't come up if you are too soft.
Your favorite kind of fishing. You want to go on a trip. You want to go target one fish. What is that?
For me, it's big tuna. It's either big yellowfin down below. Or, I was just at PEI. That's a pretty cool fish around those big bluefin. But I like that a lot.
You sent us those pictures. We shared that on our Facebook page. And I want to throw out a big thank you to Wayne Cotto, who is our new added co-host here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Okay.
And he is doing a lot of our social media now, which is great because I don't have the comprehension or the time to do that.
Yeah, we're terrible
Rick
at
doesn't
it.
Doesn't either. And Wayne is really good at it.
Totally.
So he says, let me take it over. I said, hey,
deal.
Oh, man. Oh.
Can't take it back now.
He's doing a fantastic job. But he posted that picture, and it got some pretty amazing reactions. So,
that thing's so huge, dude.
And you were able to take it because they used the tag. Why is that? Tell us about that.
You know, each boat or each captain is allowed 2 tags a year where they could harvest the fish, and but it's a very sustainable fishery, right? Everything else is catch and release. When we went there, we had expectation of catch and release, but they're looking at the market, so they say, well, you know, Spain and the Mediterranean starts pushing more bluefin in the market in September or so, and then, you know, the pen boats here or the pens here, they start releasing more fish later in the year, so they're thinking, well, you know, we got it. Let's use it today. If we get a big fish, we're going to use the tag today. I'm like, that's awesome.
Great.
I'm like super excited.
Yeah.
So, my first day of fishing, I got and released 500. And then the same day, I took over my buddy's fish, had to land that. That was a 600. And then the next day, we had the tag. I was up, and I got that 636. So super fortunate.
636. That thing was huge.
Yeah, they vary a lot in how they fight.
So curious.
You know, there are easier fish, and there's tougher fish, and the captains are real clear about that. We see a big variance of fish. You know, they get on herring. They're stuffed full of herring. Those are generally very easy fish.
Okay.
Get lazy, and they just come right up. Sometimes we're getting them all on live mackerel. Sometimes these are like open water fish. They get tough. And, yeah, that was 2 hours and 8 minutes, a really tough battle, but it was really rewarding in the end.
What's super the cool. tackle like when you're pulling on a 630-pound fish?
Yeah. They fish mostly. When we're fishing stand-up, we fish 80s. I had my 80 narrow with me.
Wow.
So same reel I used out here. Worked great.
And the rod?
It's interesting. They fish all CalStars on there.
Uh-huh.
And it's all the experience of these guys are, he told me, Greg Norton told me, this is the graveyard of rods. We only fish CalStar now. So that's why CalStar fishes, we ship so much heavy glass to the Northeast.
Glass?
Heavy glass. Mm-hmm. All glass. That's what they want. That is the most durable. Again, you know that.
So these are all custom rods that you build and design.
No, we sell them blanks, and they all have their formulas of what they cut off the butt and what they cut off the tip.
Uh-huh.
And on tight line, they love the Boomer, and they love the 7455 double XH. But we were talking about the 655 double XH and other blanks we could give them. The BRTs would work for them. I think I landed at 636 on cut 7455 double XH. So, but I knew I'm fishing a CalStar when I'm fishing up there anyway. So I didn't even pack a rod. I said, let's use your rod. It's got the bent butt, the adjustable bent butt, all stand up. Part of the experience.
What pound test and leader and all that?
It's like 150.
150?
150, yeah.
And 150 leader too?
Yep, 150 or 200 liter, depending on whether fishing the card or not.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's interesting.
And is it all, is it a belt and harness? Is it a fighting chair? Is it in the gunnel? Is it a mix of everything?
We are all belt and harness.
Okay.
For sure.
Wow.
But they do gunnel fishing, and they have a separate set of rods that they use for gunnel fishing. Those are longer. They use 130s for those, but that's not what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
We were pretty clear. Look, we have to hook our own fish. We're going to land our own fish. We're not. There's none of this other stuff like that. It is the same guys that Cal and Eric fish with.
Okay, cool.
Wow. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here with CalStar. And, like I said, Chris and John came bearing a beautiful gift.
Man, you're not kidding. I geek out on this show so much. You know, these are the guys that build the coolest toys in the whole world. And we're going to have a lot of fun talking to them about it and talking CalStar and helping you. I mean, what an opportunity to talk to the very best in the whole game when it comes to rods and rod information. And we're just so proud to have that today and so proud for all of our listening audience to get a chance to talk to these two gurus. And, boy, if you want a chance to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the fan here this morning. Or send us a text. Man, my phone has been dinging all morning. Already a bunch of great texts coming through. If you want to text in a question to the show, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it already. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup, catch up all the past shows. And if you're not able to catch all of this one, you'll be able to listen to the entire show on the archive through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, it is the only way to text in your questions. If you do send in a question to John or to Chris, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get it to you. And what a prize this is. And man, a huge thanks to the generosity of the whole team from CalStar. One lucky caller or texter, and as always, that'll be decided with a coin flip at the end of the show, whether this prize goes to a caller or a texter, is going to win a brand new CalStar 700 ML rod, an absolutely perfect state-of-the-art rod. It's a 7-foot, great live bait rod. It'd be a perfect rod for taking right now and taking advantage of that yellowfin tuna that just slid up the coast here. We've got some great yellowfin fishing. That was a huge bonus to our fleet.
Yeah.
You know, excited for what's going to be to come here in our late summer and early fall. And, man, a 700 ml is just such a fantastic rod. Maybe explain to us what a 700 ml is like, Chris.
I think it's a great 25-pound rod. That's one of my favorite 25-pound rods. 7-foot, you know, it's a classic CalStar Graphiter 7-foot
rod. Softman's one of my favorite rods.
Cast a bait, great. Lots of backbone. It's one of those perfect rods that if you're fishing 25 and you hook the wrong fish at the right time, you still got plenty of rod to deal with it. It's just
put a small Trinidad on it.
Totally. Perfect. Trinidad 16, maybe?
Trinidad 16.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, a really, really cool prize, and we're so proud to get to give that away. Again, one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today is going to win that fantastic rod. If you want to get your chance to get through, it's 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We've got great catch reports today. You stay tuned. It's going to be a fun one. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Three kayaks, six surfboards, 10 rods, and one truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and two singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all six of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, three kayaks? I thought a tandem and two singles would only be able to fit four people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the two single kayaks into tandems, catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut. We had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Really excited to have the boys in the studio this morning. I'm just a hoping that my questions don't block out everybody else.
Yeah, me too, yeah. You know, and if you want to get through, Kyle's standing by at the fan board there, 833-288-0973. And he's standing by. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a 700 ml graphite or calcium.
That's so cool. That's I love hearing
I'll
that.
I'll show you the rod right here. Yeah. If you're on YouTube or Facebook, check it out. It's right here in the box. You're going to be able to pick it up at Fisherman's Landing
Tackle. That's right.
Yep. We'll send it over to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You come down and pick it up, and that's your brand new rod if you're the lucky caller or texter right there. Look at that.
Pretty sweet,
Thank
dude.
Thank you, Chris and John, very much. And yep. Really super sweet.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about before we got started that I'm so stoked that you did, and I'm such a CalStar long rod guy, and I love it. And I love that you make some of the most classic factory, old school, great glass 90Js, but available in both the same way that they've always came, but also now with Fuji components also. Like, yep. You took the most classic long rod ever made, the Calstar, you know, West Coast 90J, but now we're offering it with Fuji guides, and then built a brand new 95 also that way. Like, sure. I thought that was such an awesome move, and we're in love with that thing at the shop.
It's been very popular.
It's awesome. Great. Well, I know the phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Why don't we start it off this morning with Alex? He's calling us from San Carlos. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I got two questions. One, can you just break down the difference between the GG and the Graphiter? And the other question I got is, I know some other companies, they'll do, like, carbon fiber. Is there I just want to know, like, what is it about the way you guys do your blanks? Did you guys sell like carbon fiber? Just isn't the right move for Calstar.
First of all, it is carbon fiber, and we just call it graphite. You know, it's just. But the technical term is carbon fiber. The GG, but the difference between the GG and the graphiter is the amount of the composition of the glass, the ratio of glass to carbon fiber graphite. The graphiter is more carbon compared to the glass, and the GG is more glass with a little bit of carbon and taking a little glass out. It's more designed around the glass rod, the old school feel.
The GG.
Yes, the GG.
And the difference in performance in your eyes?
The GG was, when it was derived, we did some calculations, some measurements on it, and it's about 30% lighter than the glass and about 30% stronger.
Wow.
Right? So, pulling power.
Pulling power.
Wise. But you still have that softer feel for throwing bait.
Yeah. That's right? What I've always, you know, likened it to. Like, if it's got that classic fiberglass feel, with better lifting power,
right,
more modern components, very, very comfortable, better lift, but still has that nice, soft, spongy, very easy to hang on to in the angler's hands. Like,
so why then the GG?
That is the GG.
GG.
Yeah, that,
okay,
is the
GG.
Right.
Yeah.
Classic glass feel with a little bit of weight taken out.
A little bit of weight taken out. Okay, gotcha. All right.
A little more pulling power than...
Yeah.
Than
versus, like, the graphiter is a pure graphite in glass.
It's a combination of the two, but it's more leaning toward the carbon side, the graphite side.
The graphite side.
Right?
Yeah.
Graphiters, by nature, tend to be a little bit faster. They've got a little more lift to them. They're a little bit lighter, but they're different. You know what I mean? Like, they're not different in a better or worse way. They're just in a different way. Like, when somebody came into our store and is looking for a 40-pound rod, it is very common for us to pull out an all fiberglass, say where you're looking for an 8-foot 40-pound rod, it would be very common for us to pull out an original all glass West Coast 6480, and then also a GG 6480, and also a Graphiter 800H. And all three of those are perfect 8-foot 40-pound rods, but they're just a little different. And I always say the same thing, you don't need to be a rod component expert to know which is better. You just need to have a guy in the store, put it in your waist, and you put your hands on it and pull on all of them. Let the guy behind the counter pull all of the ones that are quote-unquote right for 40 pounds. So you know whichever decision you make is going to be right for your line size. Now you pull on them and see what feels more comfortable, because the way Pete pulls is different from John and me. Right. And, you know, this one might, you know, I can feel this thing in my shoulder a little bit more, and then I pull on this one. Well, this feels great. Well, those were all meant for 40 pounds, so if that one feels right, then you know that that's the right Calstar for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the difference when you're pulling on a GG versus a Graphiter, are you going to notice more power in the Graphiter, or is the GG going to be more forgiving?
Respectfully, these guys will probably answer much better than I. For I, what you'll notice in the Graphiter is the bend stops a little farther out towards the tip of the rod.
Correct.
And so I like linking it to like holding onto a dumbbell. You know, if you can hold a dumbbell next to your chest, you can hold it there for a real long time. You start to get your arms extended way out, you can hold it for a lot lesser amount of time.
Sure.
So that is the thing that you're dealing when the when the power is or the bend is closer to you, you know, you're able to hang on to it longer. When it's farther away, lesser. But that's also, you know, you think about the amount that that fish is pulling against. You know, when that rod shuts off quicker, he's pulling against a lot more of the blade, and the rod is doing a lot more lifting when it's on the rail. So it's finding that combination that's comfortable to you and putting the meat on the fish.
Chris, John, you have input on that explanation?
Your question was yes to both. Is it more forgiving, the GG? The classic glass feel is always more forgiving. Graphite will feel like it's got more power when you're pulling. If you want to pull on a fish, graphite. Typically, when you get a faster taper rod and you pull on it, it feels like it's going to have more power. It does have more power.
Yeah, yeah. Graphiters are pretty powerful.
Yeah, but it's always great to have a good, comfortable feeling. You know, you're in bad weather, you're fishing short top shots. Having some of that compliance in the rod is really helpful.
So you got to have both.
Ideally, yes. You have to have both. And the graphiter generally does that. I most of my rods in the bundle are graphiters myself.
Are graphiters. Mm-hmm. But you do have some GGs in that bundle,
of
too.
Of course, yeah.
One of the things that I like so much about...
John?
No, I was just going to say that the graphiter has a much faster recoil.
Uh-huh.
You know, the carbon will allow it to recoil extremely fast compared to a more glass. It's slower at recoiling. And the glass side or the GG will allow a little more give, say like in rough seas with a short top shot.
Yeah.
You know, you
makes
get
sense.
A little more give in it.
More give.
One of the things I like, and I watch a lot of guys who do a lot more of it than I, guys like Chris and guys like Stoss and guys that have their ability to get any CalStar rod they want. And one thing you'll notice about a lot of those guys is I think some people sometimes get wrapped up in the machismo of, like, I'm going to catch a big fish, so I need a rod that is just an absolute stump puller, and I want the ultimate number of X's and H's you can put on it. A CalStar rod is never going to fail on a fish. Like, it doesn't need to be this insanely heavy rod. And you watch guys like Chris or Stoss, they'll often fish really heavy line on a rod that's rated lesser than what you would assume a guy like that would fish a real big fish on, because the rod will never fail. You know, I mean, they know that it's more comfortable for them to fish. They're going to keep a bend in the rod, and keeping a bend on the fish is what kills the fish. And you know, you'll often see a guy fish real heavy line on a heavy or an extra heavy rod in a lineup that might go way deeper and way heavier. Like, they're always up to task. You know, you just need to find the rod that's comfortable for the angler, and then the fishing part just kind of takes care of itself.
Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They are absolutely packed solid. Next up, we're going to talk to Robert. Robert's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Robert, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, guys. Awesome show as usual. So I'm wondering about details of where the reel seat ends up. Was talking to somebody about building rods, and they said they take a measurement from your elbow. Just wondering what that's all about.
John, Chris?
For me, I would say you want it from your elbow at the butt of the rod, and you want your hand to be right at the bottom of the reel seat where you could thumb the reel, basically. You know, so you got one hand on the butt. Maybe it could go an inch or two either way, depending on what's more comfortable for you, but that's how we figure it out, how we most custom guys do it, too, that I've been told.
Yeah, I think that's the custom advantage of when you want to specify what your butt section is, what your foregrip is, that and what reel seat specifically you want to use. That's the custom advantage. The factory CalStars are set up for the average 6-foot person, et cetera, and for me, the factory rod, the butt section is too long for me.
Uh-huh.
I fish a much shorter butt section on my own rods.
Okay.
So, yeah. But that said, you know, any competent store like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, you pull the butt cap off, you trim the hypalon, you trim the blank, and shorten that up, and get the right fit in there for yourself.
Oh, really? So you could take a rack rod, ride rod off the rack, and then just do a little customization.
You could.
For a short guy.
Yep,
like myself.
We have people doing that. A fair amount.
We make adjustments to factory rods all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a very easy thing to pull off. I had a question kind of off of that, too. How has the rail rod fishing changed grip lengths, longer or shorter? You know, I know, again, Chris, you've You've been fishing CalStar since it was the belt and harness days and all the way through the rail rod days. And, John, you guys have made – you guys kind of coined the rail rod. You know, like how has the grips changed via techniques changing?
Definitely long foregrips now. And the factory graphiters rail rods are set up with an 18-inch foregrip. But, you know, you see more of my influence when we launched the GG because we went back to a 20-inch foregrip. That's what I use. And there's plenty of rod there. I like a longer foregrip. I like to be able to put the tip of that hyplon on the rail and get a lot more back section to pull on. It gives you the advantage, right? And so a longer foregrip is what I like. So you're seeing some of that evolution there. We're going from 18 to 20s on the GGs. Mm-hmm. And we may do that on factory graphiters as well.
I was so excited to see that new GG rod that they came out with, kind of for that reason. My rods, the long quote-unquote foregrip in the industry was always a 16-inch. You know, 16-inch was the long foregrip, but I built all my rods with 16-inch foregrips. And then for 4 or 5 or 6 inches, the blank was all scarred up because it was never quite enough. And, you know, you're fighting a big fish. You're not, you know, you get tunnel vision and you're not worried about where the hyplon's at. You just put the rod on the rail and you turn the handle and... So you'd always scuff up the rod, and
right. You
could tell there was some real-world influence when that new GG line came out. The guides were a little bit different. The grip was a little bit different. There was a little section, you know, for a little protection of your hypalon on there. Like, all of those things came into play when those new 773 GGs came out.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including taking more of your phone calls. We got texts. We got... all kinds of great reports coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live on 97.3 The Fan, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live, and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler, along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hi, my name is Chris Webb, and I'm one of the owners of Nature Fed Beef Company. We've started Nature Fed to bring families the highest quality beef that you can get in Southern California. Did you know when you buy ground beef at the store, it can contain hundreds, if not thousands, of different cows? All our cows are pasture-raised and pasture-finished. They roam and graze on green grass miles away from any freeways, assuring low levels of cortisol and some of the best meat quality that you can get. These animals are raised in God's country, in the Klamath Basin and just outside of Corning, California. We sell our cow shares in quarters, half, and full cows. This gives you a cut from every piece of the cow, and all the meat you buy comes from the same cow. We deliver it right to your door, packaged and ready for your freezer. Let's Talk Hookup listeners can enjoy $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Give us a call at 619-324-3555 to order, or visit naturefedbeef.com. $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Visit naturefedbeef.com.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealers.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu. Simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been absolutely packed up all morning. Great text coming through as well. It's been a lot of fun. And, man, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the catch report today, which today is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, including a whole big pile of CalStars. They have a complete deli. They have beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more info. I can certainly speak for East County Bait and Tackle when I say it is the best selection of CalStar rods. If you live out east and you're not near the water, that is the very best place to go to get a.
Not just all about freshwater.
No doubt, man. They've got a great saltwater selection at ECBT. Yeah. Hey, with that, we're gonna find out what's biting out there. We got Marcos on the line from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, a little bit of a down week as far as the ultimate numbers go on those trips today, but one little change that we've seen from last few weeks here is. There's starting to be some yellowfin popping up in the count. We had a few Dorado pop up in the count on those one-day and longer trips. Not a lot yet, but they're definitely there. Some of those overnight trips catching bluefin, yellowfin, and Dorado, not to mention some yellowtail, all at the same time, which is, not normally what you expect, catching bluefin and yellowfin at the same time, but it's there. So definitely check those trips out. Half day, still pretty good fishing there on the bottom for whitefish, sheephead, sculpin, some calico bass fishing, still picking away at those yellowtail and bonita. Actually, on Thursday, the morning trip had 17 yellowtail and 15 bonito, 16 yellowtail in the afternoon, 9 bonito. Twilight trip last night, saw some yellowtail, lost a couple, didn't get any on the boat, but they did have 15 bonito to go with the bass and some bottom fishing in there. So still some great local fishing. Full day is a little tougher. Seen a little bit of bluefin fishing offshore there. One of the boats down at the island, Santa Diego's down at the island, so hopefully see them catch some fish there. So. Definitely keep an eye on the website. We put all our counts up there. And like I said, a little bit down week in the numbers, but some nice different types of fish showing up in the count there. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the season's probably not quite over yet.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I say it's the best is yet to come, Marcos.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not a surprise. We see this, every year for the last, decade or so.
Yeah.
Sometimes those September, October trips are some of the best fishing you're going to see. So definitely don't put away your gear yet. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We've got all our trips up there. Half days. We still got those twilight trips running Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. Got those full days on the Sandy on the Sea Watch. We have those one day, day and a half longer trips there. Lots of options. You can book your reservations online there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. Keep that gear going. Make sure everything's tuned up because thing. There's still some good fishing to come, and definitely keep an eye on everything because conditions are shifting pretty quickly right now.
Yeah, and great selection of CalStar rods, too, right there at the C4th Tackle Store, right, Chris?
Yep.
And John? Yeah.
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 Absolutely. Good Justin stuff. Does a good job keeping them stocked over there.
All right.
Great, Marcos. Great to hear from you. Good good fishing, and like I say, best is yet to come, so get out there and go fishing. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right. Appreciate that. We're going to jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to John, and John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always. Do you guys make jigging rods, and do you make them in the acid wrap? I got a couple from Rick a couple years ago when we were just getting started, and the first one I bought, it was just a little bit short in my armpit, and but I brought it back in. Rick took a measurement and had him, be sent it out. It had 6 inches added to it. Does that change the fighting of the stick when you add something to the back of it?
Okay,
what do you think?
The jigging stick. Yeah, we knew that would come up. So CalStar has been prototyping jigging rods now. This is fast jigging rods and slow pitch rods. Since May we started, we put prototypes that have been on Royal Star for a little bit, and there's one on the Liberty as well. And we are on generation 18 now with ideas for 19 and 20.
Wow.
And our thinking is a little bit different because here on the West Coast, we're jigging for tuna. We're not jigging for Asian bottom fish or Asian reef fish. And we've explored a lot of the theories around jigging rods. Acid wrap does not, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense in my mind. When we talk to people, the people who jig a lot, the reasons for acid wrapping are
are not factual, right? Right when you test it out and oh, it's
going to
get caught
on the wrong. Explain what acid wrap is.
So, yeah, acid wrap is where you start on a conventional guide and you transition over in like two or three guides so that they're on the bottom side like a spinning
rod. So they basically turn on the different sides of the top, finish on the bottom.
That's the way to put it, yep. And it does help keep the rod pointed down at the fish, and you don't have to worry about twisting the blank doesn't get twisted around in your hand, or the rod doesn't get twisted around in your hand as much. But all the thoughts about it getting snagged on the guides, et cetera, if you use the Fuji K guides, the tangle-free guides, that's really not an issue. And I think you get better clearance. If you want to rail the rod, you're better set to go with a conventional set of guides. So that's some influence thinking. We are moving toward a compound taper where the tip is very soft. There's a secondary transition region, and then there's a significant butt section. So when you hook the fish, it's like you're fighting it on a five and a half foot rod. So the very soft tip section just goes straight. It's just basically following the line. So so do we have jigging rods? I would say in a month or so, we're ready to release rods to shops and to the public.
So will your rod, so most of the jigging rods you get from manufacturers now are where you point the rod right at the fish and you turn the handle and let the jigging reels do the work.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the same theory? You can actually be able to fight a fish with the rod, with your rod.
We think we want to fight it with the rail and use the rod as part of the system.
That's
why we're
but
you need some butt section to be able to do that. You need to have a compound taper. Three-phase taper, which is what we've engineered now. We got that going. In probably Gen 7 or Gen 9, we moved that way. And all the iterations that John's produced since that time are all compound taper. And I really like the compound taper. So there are some thoughts that we're sure about. There's some other areas we're not so sure about. And we're going to prototype again this next week.
Right.
And we'll keep going.
You'll be on the All-Star pulling on hopefully some big fish.
Hopefully we'll pull on some big fish. But yeah, we'll be pulling on fish, and I'll have it with me again. I'll have another prototype on Gen 17 with me again. We got to learn. But those are some of our thoughts about where we're going with the jigging rod. But we do want to address it. It's not just a fad. It's a real thing. It does make a difference. And we feel like there's something we can offer here to our local anglers.
I think you said it very best when most of those rods were designed to catch reef fish on the bottom overseas. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that people haven't caught a bunch of tuna with them, but a lot of the ones that have made their way onto our boats are just heavier versions of the same thing. This is a rod that was designed from the whiteboard with nothing, with just our tuna fishery in mind. Yeah. Not a heavier version of a reef rod. Like this was built
designed to fish tuna,
the way that we fish tuna.
Right.
You know, we are ecstatic. And again, the fact that you're on version 18, that's what speaks so highly to it. Again, they could have kicked one out the door at the beginning of the summer season and taken advantage of the buying time of the whole year. But that's not what a CalStar is. They just don't come out until they're perfect.
Well, you think about how our fishery has changed. We used to go fish bluefin, and then you'd fish during the day, and there they were. They wouldn't bite. It's like, okay, sure enough, let's go to bed. Now
of course,
you fish at night.
Yeah.
And that's where you catch bluefin, right? That's just the way it is. So it's changed. The whole industry has changed, so you guys are adapting with that.
Yeah, there's a need for that. And what's interesting, you talk to every crew member on every boat, and what they say is, once we start getting some of that mid-grade fish, 120 pounds or more, we tell them to put their jigging rods away because I can't tell you how many crew members have we lose so many big fish on those short jigging rods because they just can't control the fish.
Yeah.
We don't want that to continue to be the case. We want to be able to fish jigging rods and be able to land some of these mid-grade 150-pound fish or so and be able to have some say-so with that fish instead of the fish just pulling you all over the place. Yes. And actually they lose a lot on the boat.
Yeah. You're going to be able to put this thing on the rail, put your weight behind it, lift that fish, control them, like you do with a CalStar.
Right.
Yep, but it's not going to be like the rail rod is a fantastic fish-fighting tool.
Right.
If you want the best fish-fighting tool, go with the rail rod. You're going to compromise a little bit. It's not like it's not going to be like fishing a graphite or 775 and bossing that fish around. But It's a great opportunity to be able to fish jigs and be able to handle bigger fish.
I love
fish
it.
Tuna.
And you said your favorite CalStar rail rod is the 765H.
Yep, I have several of each, H and XH.
H and XH. You don't go double XH.
I have two of them.
Yeah, but you like fishing that H and
XH. If I'm fishing heavy, 130 pound, I fish the XH.
All right.
Yep.
When do you say you have a couple of double XHs? When do you make that switch? You're on a long range trip, and what is it that changes when you fish a double XH? Is it the size of fish? Is it the technique? Is it the type of bait you're fishing?
You know, I built those for kite fishing, and that's what I use with my 80s or my 80 narrow. I fish the double XH for that.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is going to have our private boater report with our fishdope.com info.
We wonder what other rod info we'll have.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We got another full hour coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. We will check in with you on the other side.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy, Dan Hume, and his amazing company, Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems, not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, AdventureandCamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote for your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out AdventureandCamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. AdventureandCamping.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Do you know why 1 million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich,
and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?